The following is a review of the quantitative methods principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in hypothesis testing. Hypothesis testing is the statistical assessment of a statement or idea regarding a population. For instance, a statement could be made that the mean return for the U.S. equity market is greater than zero. Given the relevant returns data, hypothesis testing procedures may be used to test the validity of this statement at a given significance level. The first two LOS are to define a hypothesis, describe the steps of hypothesis testing, and describe and interpret the choice of the null and alternative hypotheses, and to distinguish between one-tailed and two-tailed tests of hypotheses. A hypothesis is a statement about the value of a population parameter developed for the purpose of testing a theory or belief. Hypotheses are stated in terms of the population parameter to be tested. For example, a researcher may be interested in the mean daily return on stock options. Hence, the hypothesis may be that the mean daily return on a portfolio of stock options is positive. The procedure for hypothesis testing is to first state the hypothesis. Next, we want to select the appropriate test statistic. Then, we specify the level of significance at which we wish to test the hypothesis, and then state the decision rule regarding the hypothesis. Then, we collect data and calculate sample statistics. The most common null hypothesis will be an equal-to hypothesis. Combined with a not-equal-to alternative, this will require a two-tailed test. The alternative is often the hoped-for hypothesis. When the null is that a coefficient is equal to zero, we hope to reject it and show the significance of the relationship. The alternative to the equal-to hypothesis is not-equal-to, which can result from a value of the test statistic in either tail of the distribution. When the null is less than or equal to, the mutually exclusive alternative is framed as greater than, and a one-tailed test is appropriate. If we are trying to demonstrate that a return is greater than the risk-free rate, this would be the correct formulation. We will have to set up the null and alternative hypothesis so that rejection of the null will lead to acceptance of the alternative, our goal in performing the test. The null hypothesis is the hypothesis that the researcher wants to reject. It is the hypothesis that is actually being tested and is the basis for the selection of the test statistic. The null is generally stated as a simple statement about the population parameter. Typical statements of the null hypothesis for the population mean would include that the population mean is equal to some hypothesized value, that the population mean is less than or equal to some hypothesized value. The alternative hypothesis is what is concluded if there is sufficient evidence to reject the null hypothesis. It is usually the alternative hypothesis that you are really trying to assess. This is because you can never really prove anything with statistics. When the null hypothesis is discredited, the implication is that the alternative hypothesis is valid. When working with hypothesis testing, the null hypothesis is typically designated as capital H with a subscript 0. The alternative hypothesis is designated as capital H with a subscript A. The next LOS requires us to explain a test statistic, type 1 and type 2 errors, a significance level, and how significance levels are used in hypothesis testing. Hypothesis testing involves two statistics, the test statistic calculated from the sample data and the critical value of the test statistic. The value of the computed test statistic relative to the critical value is a key step in assessing the validity of a hypothesis. A test statistic is calculated by comparing the point estimate of the population parameter with the hypothesized value of the parameter specified in the null hypothesis. A test statistic is calculated as the sample statistic minus the hypothesized value divided by the standard error of the sample statistic, where the standard error of the sample statistic is the adjusted standard deviation of the sample. When the sample statistic is the sample mean, the standard error of the sample statistic for sample size n is equal to the population standard deviation divided by the square root of n. In the case where the population standard deviation is not known, then the standard error is estimated using the standard deviation of the sample and is calculated as the sample standard deviation divided by the square root of n. Regardless of whether the standard error of the sample statistic is calculated using the population standard deviation or the sample standard deviation, the test statistic is the sample statistic minus the hypothesized value in the null hypothesis divided by the standard error of the sample statistic. Keep in mind that hypothesis testing is used to make inferences about the parameters of a given population on the basis of statistics computed for a sample that is drawn from that population. We must be aware that there is some probability that the sample in some way does not represent the population, and any conclusion based on the sample about the population may be made in error. There are two possible types of errors associated with hypothesis testing. A type 1 error is the rejection of the null hypothesis when it is actually true. A type 2 error is the failure to reject the null hypothesis when it is actually false. The significance level is the probability of making a type 1 error. Remember that a type 1 error is rejecting the null hypothesis when it is true, and it is designated as the Greek letter alpha. For instance, a significant level of 5%, corresponding to an alpha equal to 0.05, means that there is a 5% chance of rejecting a true null hypothesis. When conducting hypothesis tests, a significance level must be specified when selecting the critical value against which test statistics are compared. The next LOS asks us to explain a decision rule, the power of a test, and the relation between confidence intervals and hypothesis tests. The decision for a hypothesis test is to either reject the null hypothesis or fail to reject the null hypothesis. Note that it is technically incorrect to say accept the null hypothesis or prove the null hypothesis. It can only be supported or rejected. The decision for rejecting or failing to reject the null hypothesis is based on the distribution of the test statistic. For example, if the test statistic follows a normal distribution, the decision rule is based on critical values determined from the standard normal distribution, or the Z distribution. Regardless of the appropriate distribution, it must be determined if a one-tailed or two-tailed hypothesis test is appropriate before a decision rule or rejection rule can be stipulated. The general decision rule for a two-tailed test is to reject the null hypothesis if the computed test statistic is less than the lower critical value or greater than the upper critical value. Remember, these critical values are determined from the appropriate test statistic distribution. For one-tailed tests, the decision rule is to reject the null when the computed test statistic is greater than the critical value of the test statistic when the null hypothesis is that the population parameter is greater than some hypothesized value, and to reject the null hypothesis when the computed test statistic is less than the critical test statistic when the null hypothesis specifies that the population parameter is less than some hypothesized value. Note the relation between a hypothesis test and a confidence interval. We can construct a 95% confidence interval around the observed mean value and see if the hypothesized value is outside the confidence interval. If it is, we would reject a null hypothesis that the true mean is equal to the hypothesized value. This is exactly equivalent to rejecting the null based on a comparison of the test statistic with the critical value at a significance level of 5%, that is, 1 minus the confidence level of the interval. While the significance level of a test is the probability of rejecting the null hypothesis when it is true, the power of a test is the probability of correctly rejecting the null hypothesis when it is false. The power of a test is actually 1 minus the probability of making a type 2 error. In other words, the probability of rejecting the null when it is false is the power of the test, and it is equal to 1 minus the probability of not rejecting the null when it is false. Sample size and the choice of significance level, or type 1 error probability, will together determine the probability of a type 2 error. The relation is not simple, however, and calculating the probability of a type 2 error in practice is quite difficult. Decreasing the significance level, or the probability of a type 1 error from 5% to 1%, for example, will increase the probability of failing to reject a false null, a type 2 error, and therefore reduce the power of the test. Conversely, for a given sample size, we can increase the power of a test only with the cost that the probability of rejecting a true null, a type 1 error, increases. For a given significance level, we can decrease the probability of a type 2 error and increase the power of a test only by increasing the sample size.